This is WUWM. I'm Emily Files. The University of Wisconsin system is forging ahead with plans for a combination of in-person and online classes this fall. Some universities in other states have walked back their plans for in-person learning out of concern about rising coronavirus infections. Wisconsin is also seeing a spike in the number of people testing positive for COVID-19. But UW System Interim President Tommy Thompson says in-person classes are still on the agenda when the semester begins September 2nd.
Parents and students say we want our students to be able to see their professor. We want in-person. So we're trying to accommodate our consumer.
Thompson said there isn't a specific metric that would force one of the UW system's 13 schools to close for in-person teaching.
We can't stick our head in the sand and say, you know, we're not going to get worse coronavirus cases or an epidemic on a particular campus. But right now, we're doing everything we possibly can to maintain safety for our students and our faculty and instructors and employees.
Thompson spoke to reporters Monday to announce a new online learning initiative. It's funded by a $2 million gift from an anonymous donor. It will mainly support professional development for instructors adapting courses for online delivery.
Not only for our professors and instructors to be able to give their lectures with more punch and more and better, it's going to allow for the students to also absorb them and learn more.
Students at each UW school will find varying amounts of online and in-person classes. At UW-Madison and UW-Milwaukee, more than half of courses will be taught entirely online. On the other hand, UW-Platteville and UW-Whitewater will only have about a third of classes online. UWM's reopening plan was approved by the Milwaukee Health Department last week. Other K-12 schools and colleges in the city of Milwaukee will need approval from health officials if they want to bring students back to classrooms. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.